Fridays are when we talk business with the Sacramento Business Journal, and Scott Rodd from the Biz Journal is with us now. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Steve.
Oak Park Brewery announced this week that it'll be closing after 4 years in Sacramento, and people may remember that earlier this year, the brewery shut down temporarily after it was discovered that they had rodents and bugs. I mean, is that why they're shutting down permanently?
You know, it's not clear why they're shutting down, but in a Facebook post, it said that they will be closing their doors for the last time on Sunday night. In May, as you had mentioned, Sacramento County officials temporarily suspended the brewery's health permit due to the vermin issue. It was closed for several days at a pretty inopportune time during Sacramento's Beer Week.
Yeah, that's probably not good for business getting a health permit suspension, but it's interesting, the business owners, they're not citing that as the reason.
You know, it does remain unclear at this time if the permit suspension was ultimately tied to the brewery's closure or if there were other issues at play. It's worth noting that the brewery does appear to have a strong following in Sacramento. Many people know the name Oak Park Brewery. It boasts about 8,500 followers on Facebook and was named Sacramento's must-visit brewery by the website Thrillist back in 2016.
Elk Grove expects to welcome a new employer. It's an organic tortilla company. Looks like this company could be adding a lot of new jobs to the area. Which company are we talking about and where are they from?
Mi Rancho, and it's based in San Leandro. And it's planning to open a factory at the former Bimbo Bakery site on Iron Rock Way, which has been closed since about 2013. The company will invest $25 million in retrofitting the existing 150,000 square foot building. That retrofitting will take about 24 months, but the company actually hopes to start producing tortillas in the next 90 days while that development is underway. And the new factory could bring up to 250 jobs to the area.
So was Elk Grove pursuing this company?
Yeah, it looks like the effort to attract Mi Rancho was a multifaceted effort, including the efforts of the City of Elk Grove, Greater Sacramento Economic Council, which is a regional economic development group, SMUD, and the Governor's Office of Business and Economic Development, among others as well.
There was another story this week about Pavilions going up for sale. Pavilions is an outdoor shopping mall in Sacramento. It's on Fair Oaks Boulevard between Howe and Fulton Avenues.
Galelli Real Estate has listed the 77,000 square foot property for about $28 million. A new buyer would have entitlements to develop another 8,000 square feet of building on the western edge of the property, right behind Cafe Bernardo.
What does this mean? Like, so it's up for sale. Does that indicate the shopping center is having like financial problems?
Well, it doesn't appear to be having financial problems. According to an announcement, the shopping center is at about 95% occupancy, and it features some pretty high profile businesses like Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, Chico's, and Cafe Bernardo.
And you did another story about an organic food delivery service accused of repackaging chain restaurant foods. What's that all about?
Yeah, this was a sort of strange lawsuit. It was filed against a company called Trifecta Nutrition, which is based here in West Sacramento. It was filed by two former employees who made a range of accusations against the company, primarily issues of a hostile workplace and hourly wage issues. But included in the lawsuit, which was about 100 pages long, were accusations ranging from relying on prepackaged food from a food processor who had received a number of health violations to, perhaps most salaciously, repackaging food from IHOP and McDonald's and other chain restaurants at a CrossFit national competition last year and passing it off as their own, which obviously, when you promote your food as organic, gluten-free, and GMO-free, that's obviously going to be somewhat of an issue. But again, those are all allegations at this point.
So has Trifecta responded?
We got a very pretty straightforward response from Trifecta denying the allegations, saying that they plan to correct the record in court, but that they deny those allegations that were made.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.
Scott Rodd of the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.